From digital cemeteries to memorials in Animal Crossing, people are moving death online. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The death toll from COVID-19 is approaching 300,000 worldwide. In the U.S., more than 80,000 people have died, according to Johns Hopkins University. And we can't mourn those deaths or deaths from other causes together, in most cases, because of stay-at-home orders and the risk of spreading the virus further. So people are turning to digital spaces to gather and remember loved ones who have died. And in some ways, this is pushing the tech industry to acknowledge death in a way it hasn't before. Sarah Chavez is executive director of the nonprofit group The Order of the Good Death. She told me Nintendo's Animal Crossing game is becoming a surprisingly poignant memorial space.
So many people have been playing Animal Crossing, myself included, as a way to cope with the isolation and the grief and the anxiety that we've all been experiencing. But what I find particularly fascinating is the many different ways that players have been using the game to create memorials for their loved ones. People have created altars, shrines, cemeteries. They're all really beautiful and poignant and personal, all qualities or things that we really hope to evoke when we honor someone we love in a like real life funeral experience.
And you wrote this wonderful piece about all the things that we can do on that note to mourn without gathering in person, because we may have to for a while. I want to hear about the ideas in that piece, one of which was to create a digital altar.
I'm Latino, so each year for Dia de Muertos, we create an altar that's dedicated to our dead. And on it, we place photos and messages and offerings. So one of the things that I've been suggesting to others is to create their own virtual altar for their person. I think people can return to leave offerings or messages on special days that are difficult, like birthdays or death anniversaries, or when they're really missing their person, and seeing other people's contributions can really help others feel less alone in their grief.
You know, social media has been pretty clumsy about this. Facebook in particular is just sort of like, just brutal. We are seeing some of these platforms make small changes now to try to help people memorialize people better. Do you think that helps? Is it at least a start toward recognizing that this is a reality?
I think it's important for people to preserve these digital spaces as memorials because they're important records of our lives and legacy. But in those digital spaces, a day will probably come when the number of deceased users outnumbers the living. So like you mentioned, Facebook, the cheerful birthday reminders of a loved one that died, images and profiles of the deceased being used for advertisements. Preserving these spaces are important, but there's no practical thinking about how the users are really experiencing them and interacting with them.
Animal Crossing is, I think, one great example of a somewhat organic development response to a moment that we're in now. At some point, we will resume in-person funerals and mourning. But are there things that are happening now in the way that we're memorializing people that you actually don't want to lose, that you think should stay around?
I think that it's really important that we continue to use these platforms. By taking things online, people that are often left out, who can't attend funerals or memorials or events, they're being included right now. And I hope that we can continue to find a way that will serve all of us in the future.
Why do you think that Facebook is so clumsy at this? Like, why is this not something that could have been anticipated by the tech platforms that we use? I mean, everybody dies.
It's true. Everybody dies. You know, even somebody who deals with death on a daily basis, like myself, you can't prepare yourself in some ways. Death always, when it's expected, it still even comes as a shock. I think because they're not coming from an actual experience of what that grieving process is like. And we still adhere to so many myths, like, you know, the five stages of grief, that there are still so many myths out there about grief and death. And we find it so difficult and uncomfortable and awkward to talk about it. We just don't. So we come up with things that are we think are really cool and innovative and will be helpful and useful, but in reality, they're not.
Sarah Chavez is executive director of the nonprofit group, The Order of the Good Death. We have a link to the piece she wrote about honoring the dead online at our website, marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links. Last month, Instagram pushed out an update ahead of schedule that adds memorial accounts so that when someone dies, their family or friends can request that the account get a banner that says remembering. Also, the account and photos won't be deleted, but also won't show up in search results. Facebook has had a similar feature since 2015 and lets you designate an actual heir for your Facebook account. At least as of last month, Twitter told BuzzFeed News it did not have any updates on its plans to create memorial accounts for users who pass away. And here's what else we're watching in tech. On the social media front, Facebook will pay $52 million to current and former content moderators as compensation for mental health issues that many of them suffered as a result of that job. As a reminder, The Verge reported last year that Facebook had hired thousands of contractors to look for and remove harmful content. And by that, I mean the worst videos and images imaginable of rape, murder, suicide, child abuse. And that in many cases, those moderators were low paid, received no mental health support, and several sued after developing symptoms of PTSD. According to the settlement, each moderator will receive $1,000 and be eligible for more based on whether they're diagnosed with PTSD or other mental health issues related to the job. Facebook will also roll out tech tools to make images and videos less disturbing for moderators and offer access to mental health support and therapy. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.